Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of July 11th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini-pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead, and we're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. 21 Democratic presidential candidates participated in the state Democratic Party convention on June 22nd. Over the next few episodes, we're going to bring you some bites from each of the candidates. For this third trail bite in the series, we have New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, former Vice President Joe Biden, and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand was first elected to the U.S. Senate in 2009 to fill the seat vacated by Hillary Clinton when she became Secretary of State. Prior to that, Gillibrand served two terms as a congresswoman in a heavily Republican district and was a law partner at a New York City law firm. She is 52 and a mother of two. Now, two recent South Carolina polls put support for Gillibrand at 1%, far better than any other early voting state polls.
As president, I will take on institutional racism directly. I will look into every issue that plagues this country and pervades every corner of our society, from education to health care to housing. I will combat these injustices directly and start with making sure we pass reforms to fight maternal mortality. It is not right in this day and age that if you are a black woman in this country, you are four times more likely to die in childbirth because of institutional racism in our healthcare system. I will make sure we have an economy that actually works for everyone, making sure we can end the wealth gap between black Americans and white Americans, and that starts with postal banking, making sure everyone can have a bank account, a savings account, a checking account, and a mortgage. I will empower black business owners and make sure we eliminate the barriers that hold back black entrepreneurs. I will use the SBA to deal with getting funds into our black-owned businesses and our women and minority-owned business immediately. I will take on the criminal justice system. I will end cash bail on the first day. I will also decriminalize marijuana, fully legalize it, and deschedule it, and make sure the investments are made in the black and brown communities that are disproportionately harmed by our unfair criminal justice system. I will no longer fund for-profit prisons, and I will make sure we invest in communities, not lock them up.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper was a geologist in the 1980s for a petroleum company in Denver before he became a brewer and later served as mayor of the city from 2003 to 2011. He then became governor that same year and served two terms. Since speaking at the convention, Hickenlooper has lost six top campaign staffers, including his campaign manager and finance director, putting him on a campaign trail death watch.
And with a divided legislature as governor, we produced the progressive change that Washington had failed to deliver. We made Colorado the number one economy in the nation the last three years in a row. We got to near universal health care coverage. We beat the NRA and became the first purple state to get universal background checks. We protected and expanded the right to vote. We became the first state in the country to legalize marijuana and transformed our criminal justice system at the same time. We closed two prisons, and we dramatically expanded access to reproductive health, and we cut teenage pregnancy by 54% and teenage abortion by 64%. Now, we didn't get any of those big progressive goals done by using ideological litmus tests, saying you had to do it just a certain way. We did it by bringing people together. Our party needs a nominee who will beat Trump like a drum, and heal this crisis of division. We need a dreamer and a doer. We need a progressive and a pragmatist.
Former Vice President Joe Biden spoke before the convention amid controversy over remarks that he worked civilly with segregationist senators early in his 36-year Senate career, which included stints as chairman of the Judiciary Committee and Foreign Relations Committee chairman. His apology for the remarks that some found out of touch didn't come until this past weekend on the campaign trail here in South Carolina. His commanding lead has been chipped away by Senators Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren, as well as Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Biden closed out the convention invoking his ties to South Carolina and his time working with President Barack Obama. Biden's campaign announced that they raised $21.5 million in the second quarter.
4 more years of Donald Trump will permanently change the character of this country. We can't let that happen. We have to beat Donald Trump as the overwhelming imperative we have. And folks, and we have to begin to rebuild the backbone of this nation. Hardworking people, middle-class people. Ladies and gentlemen, Wall Street did not build America. You build America. Average people given a chance build America. And right now, the poor are getting poorer, and from the bottom are falling out of the middle class. Income inequity is an all-time high, and made worse by Trump's tax cuts and enormous giveaways to the top 0.1%, let alone 1%. And it's time we start to reward work over wealth. We need big and bold ideas. And folks, on day one, I will move to eliminate Trump's tax cuts as well for the super wealthy, and literally cut by close to $400 to $500 billion the tax loopholes built in that have no social redeeming value, and put that money to good use. Healthcare. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to save and build upon the Affordable Care Act, not set it jettison it. 20 million people are covered that weren't before, over 130 million people with pre-existing conditions. And I was proud every day to serve with Barack, but let me tell you, never prouder than the day that he got done what no other president was able to do. And folks, we have to finish the job. Under my plan, whether you're covered by your employer on your own or not at all, you will be able to buy into an option, a public health care option like Medicare, and you'll be able to have it. And if you don't have the money, you'll automatically be enrolled in that.
Bill de Blasio is serving his second term as mayor of New York City. At 58, he's married and has 2 children who are biracial. He's made having the talk with his black son about the threat of police violence to black Americans a recent talking point on his campaign. And he used time at the convention to tout his accomplishments as mayor. He's garnered just 1% support in a recent South Carolina poll.
It is time in South Carolina, it is time in this country we put money back in the hands of working people. And I guarantee you, if you talk about investing in working people, investing in our communities, if you talk about the things that will help people, healthcare and education and better jobs, if you talk about those things, you're going to hear those voices that come up that say, oh, wait, we can't afford that. No, there's not enough money. Remember, you've heard that, haven't you, before? There's not enough money to help everyday people. There's always enough money to bail out the 1%. The banks, there's always enough money to give a tax cut to the wealthy, but there's not enough money for working people. Well, here's what I say wherever I go. There's plenty of money in this world. There's plenty of money in this country. It's just in the wrong hands. And let me tell you that in 2016, too many Americans didn't know whose side we were on. Let's be real. In 2016, too many Americans weren't sure we were on the side of working people. But for decades and decades, this party was great because no one had a doubt in their mind. Didn't matter if they were a farmer or a factory worker, they worked in the store, it didn't matter where they worked, they knew the Democratic Party had their back. Are you ready for us to be the party of working people again? And when we are the party of working people, we will win.
Looking ahead, self-made billionaire Tom Steyer, who's known for his ads calling for the impeachment of President Donald Trump, will be in the state Friday and Saturday. This trip comes days after he announced his candidacy for president. And I'll also keep you updated on Twitter at Gavin Jackson for candidate events and other news. You can watch the full Democratic convention, all the candidates at Jim Clyburn's world-famous fish fry, and speeches from other candidates who have visited the state on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased toward any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're out there trying to get as much information for you so you can make your own decision in 2020. We'll bring you a mini pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter at @SCLeadPod and follow us with the same handle on Instagram for photos from the campaign trail. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead, with production and reporting assistance from our intern, Bristow Richards. I'm Gavin Jackson.